From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The federal government has delayed testing on a new cap on top of the broken oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says scientists need more information. Energy company BP is set to start slowly shutting valves on the damaged oil well. Government scientists have been worried about the stability of the ocean floor around the broken well and whether oil could still leak into the seabed if the valves are closed. That would create even more problems. Three Republican senators say they'll support the financial regulatory overhaul bill, and that gives Democrats 60 votes they need to overcome a filibuster. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the legislation is on its way to the Senate floor for final debate.
Democrats say the legislation is aimed at rewriting the rules for financial firms and empowering regulators to move swiftly when crisis strikes. But Republicans have long slammed the bill for not dealing with mortgage giants and major bailout recipients Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Other concerns include the powers that the bill gives a proposed consumer-oriented watchdog bureau. Minority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell expects little GOP support.
What happened on financial regulation is the bill stayed on the far left and therefore was not, in the end, appealing to most of my members.
Senate Democrats are pushing for final passage of the bill by the end of the week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Federal Communications Commission is studying Tuesday's decision by a federal appeals court panel striking down a profanity policy. It applies to the broadcast of so-called fleeting expletives. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
For decades, the FCC treated the broadcast of isolated expletives leniently, but in 2004, during the Bush administration, the agency put in place a policy to punish broadcasters with harsh fines for allowing such words on the air. Yesterday, a federal appeals court panel in New York ruled that the existing policy is so vague, so self-contradictory, that it unconstitutionally chills speech and risks selective enforcement. As an example, the court noted that the FCC levied fines for the broadcast of a documentary about the Blues in which some of those interviewed used the F word and the S word, but the agency did not levy fines for the broadcast of the movie Saving Private Ryan in which the same words were used. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Four police officers from New Orleans are facing charges that they shot unarmed civilians after Hurricane Katrina roared through. The officers are accused of killing two men and wounding four others as they crossed a city bridge. The case was initially dismissed because of mistakes by local prosecutors. Federal authorities stepped in. Now there are eight investigations underway. Five former officers have already pleaded guilty to covering up the shootings in New Orleans. This is NPR. NATO says three U.S. troops were killed in a firefight today in Kandahar, Afghanistan. An Afghan police officer and five civilians also died. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for setting off a car bomb and then starting a gunfight at the entrance to a city police headquarters. In baseball's All-Star Game Tuesday evening, the National League broke a 13-year losing record and defeated the American League 3-1. That means whichever National League team reaches the World Series this year gets home field advantage. Greg Eklund reports from Anaheim.
The All-Star Game victory meant something more to the game's most valuable player. Atlanta Braves catcher Brian McCann drove in all three National League runs with a bases clearing double in the seventh. This was his fifth All-Star Game with the National League.
The four before this, they won by one run, so it's not like they're coming out here and, you know, destroying us. So it was good to get the win. It was good to get the monkey off her back and get home field advantage.
That might help his team in the long run. The Atlanta Braves are currently in first place in the National League East by four games over the New York Mets heading into the second half of the season. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in Anaheim.
Prosecutors in Illinois have rested their case in the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. They've played tapes during the trial of Blagojevich's recorded conversations in which he is heard to talk about trying to swap an appointment to a Senate seat for campaign cash or a political job. Blagojevich maintains his innocence. His attorneys began his defense against the 24 charges against him next Monday. They say prosecutors do not have enough evidence needed to convict their client. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.